According to the lawsuit, there was no warning from the police. A group of friends, along with others they did not know, were crossing 6th Street downtown when, quote, police officers suddenly charged from behind and leapt on two African-American men. Lourdes Glenn was with her friends that night and remembers the incident this way.
At the intersection, I questioned whether or not we could cross because I could see their eyes were piercing at us, and I noticed it. So I looked up and I asked, may we cross? Is it okay? And they didn't say anything. They ignored us. But midway is when they wanted to bring attention. As soon as we crossed them, nothing had happened. It was after we had already passed them to our right-hand side that they began to tackle my two friends.
Jeremy King was one of those two men.
Originally, there was two who pushed me into the wall. And then when I was thrown into the street about a minute later, there was at least three or four.
A video of the incident taken by a friend of King's doesn't show how it started, but does detail the arrests.
And what am I being like? What the f***? No.
King joined Glenn at a press conference to announce the suit. It was filed in federal court in Austin against four named APD officers, along with some additional unknown officers. The suit claims King was arrested because he is black, while police, quote, ignored similarly situated Anglo men and women who were in his group who allegedly jaywalked at the same time, and that officers used excessive force when arresting King and Glenn. Attorney Brian McIverin is representing the two.
I think what we're dealing with is a pattern of police officers who think that they're above the rules. I mean, in the lawsuit, we've cited to their own policy manual, which in several respects points out that what happened there was improper.
The Austin Police Department did not return calls asking for information on the November incident. APD released a statement after the video of the incident went public in November, saying it would review what led up to the events captured on the video and whether the officer's response was in line with APD policy. The jaywalking charge against King was dismissed the day after his arrest. The charge against Glenn remains. Ben Philpott, KUT News.